The U.S. Secretary of State is due to arrive in Tel Aviv on a visit overshadowed by spiraling tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. Antony Blinken met with officials in Egypt on Sunday, on the first leg of his tour of the Middle East. Our diplomatic editor, James Bayes, is at the Mount of Olives in occupied East Jerusalem. He says many in the international community hope this visit will prompt the Biden administration to take a greater role.
There are others in the international community, the United Nations, other members of the UN Security Council, who I think would, and I've spoken to diplomats from some of these countries, would like the US to actually take a much more proactive role to try and restart talks between the two sides, try and start much more active diplomacy, and, where necessary, to criticise not just the Palestinians, but criticise the Israelis for some of their heavy-handed tactics.
Israeli forces have shot and killed a 26-year-old Palestinian man who they say was attempting an attack. He was killed near a checkpoint at Hebron in the occupied West Bank. 35 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces and settlers since the start of the year. In Pakistan, a blast has destroyed a mosque in the northwestern city of Peshawar. At least 34 people have been killed and another 150 are wounded, two dozen of them seriously. The armed group known as Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP, have claimed responsibility. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government has launched an operation to retake the strategic town of Kichanga. M23 rebels seized the town in the east of the country on Thursday after days of fierce fighting. Regional leaders brokered an agreement in November. M23 fighters would withdraw from positions in the east by January the 15th. U.S. media have quoted a government official saying a drone strike in central Iran was carried out by Israel. The strike hit a military building near the city of Isfahan on Saturday. Iran's defense ministry says at least one drone was shot down and the explosion caused minor damage. There are no reports of any casualties. Several nuclear sites are located in Isfahan province.
I'm Charles Dance, your narrator for Hindsight, a dramatized podcast from Al Jazeera. We meet the people who changed the way we think about our world and those who left it marked by their infamy. Hindsight from Al Jazeera, wherever you get your podcasts.